Om sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Okay, now, if you recall, last week we started on conjunct consonants. And I want to start today with conjunct consonants. Is that all right with everybody? Just see how we're going. Doing so. Look at page 11. Okay. At the top of the box, first of the upper box, it says adjacent. And there's a list of letters there, which I don't have the transliteration for that particular list. But I want you to notice something that is common about all of these letters, except really for the first one, ka, which is a little bit different. If you look at all of the other letters, and I'm going to read them through, but I want you to notice that there is an easily removable vertical to the, on the right side of each one of these letters. Okay, so I'm going to put those on the board and let you take a look at them. Because in forming a conjunct consonant, what we're going to do is remove, whenever there's a letter that has an easily removable vertical, we're going to do that and then put that letter next to another one. So before I even start, let me just tell you, give you an example of what I'm talking about. This letter is J, right? This letter is Ya. Okay, for everybody? If I put these two letters together just like this, you have Jaya, Jaya. Everybody see that? But if I want to make a conjunct consonant, which instead of being Jaya, like in English would be, this is Jaya, a conjunct consonant between these two would be Jia, Jia, right? Where there's no vowel in between them. That's what a conjunct consonant is. Now, a lot of the letters, most of them in fact, have what I call an easily removable vertical. This is a good example. If I were to remove this vertical, it looks like this. Right? Just take off this vertical. Okay. That's all you need to do to form the conjunct consonant with a letter that's the first letter of the two. You have the dyad. You remove the vertical and then add the next one right next to it. Right? So here, this is Jaya. This is Jia, Jia. You see it? Now, let me give one more example. Sometimes there's a double. What if I had, this is very common actually, a double Ja. If I had Ja plus Ja, Ja, Ja. That says Ja, Ja. But this says Idja.
Oh, Idja.
Idja. Like, I have to come in with a letter. Like, for instance, if I had, this letter is an aspirate, ba, ba. If I had this, if you saw this, budja, budja. You see what I mean? Now, what I want you to really understand here is that if you recognize this letter as a J, say that's really clear to you. As soon as you see this, you know it's a J. Then as soon as you see this with the vertical removed, you'll know it's still a J because you know this form. You see what I'm saying? Now, let me show you some other examples here. Here's another easy one. Very easy. Ch. This letter is Ch. Right? If I remove the vertical, right? You see that? Vertical gone. So now, if I had a word like this, this is a ga, this is a half cha,
And this is an aspiratcha. This is another common. This is a ga. This is a half cha. This is an aspirate cha. So this would be pronounced gut cha. Gut cha. Make like a pause. If I have this, here's your ga. Ga. Here's a cha. And here's an aspirate cha. Ga. Cha. This would say gacha cha. Gacha cha. This says gacha. You see what's happening there?
Could you say the two letters, the one with the vertical and one without the vertical?
Here's without the vertical.
Yeah, say them. Cha and cha.
Gacha. When it's the same type of letter, like here's a double cha. Cha and aspirate cha, it'll make more of a pause. Gacha. Gacha.
This is all pause.
Yeah. This will say gacha cha. Gacha cha. Gacha cha. Gacha. Okay? So now what I want you to notice, first of all, before we start actually making some words here, is let me go through this list that I have. Starting with ka. Ka is an unusual letter, but it's going to go horizontal, one letter after the next. So I'll show you some examples of that, but I just want you to see what the form of ka is. And I'll tell you later why we're including this. Okay? So the form of ka is just really to remove this loop and make this. And I'll tell you this, so this is kind of an exception, but I'm including it in this group, and we'll see why later, okay? But now let's look at the next one. The next letter is K. K. Everybody remember this? K. If I remove the vertical, you see that? Remove the vertical. So, for instance, if I put a ka together with a ya, kya, this is a ya here, kya. Right? The next letter, ga, ga. If I remove the vertical, right, this is gone. Ga. You see what's happening there? Next one. Cha. Remove the vertical. Now look at the next one. The next letter is ja. I'm going to go down now. Ja. 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 Okay. The next letter is aspirate, ja. Remove the vertical. See? The next letter is nya. Remove the vertical. What I want you to notice here is that if you happen to know, if you've learned this letter, then you already know. You already recognize this. All you have to know is that the vertical is being removed. But if you can recognize this, you can recognize this.
And also the pronunciation changes. This is no more.
The pronunciation won't change, except that it won't have a vowel at the end of it. So this will still be nya, but it'll be without the vowel. So it'll change in the sense that the vowel is removed. It's the same letter. Like this will still be ja without the uh.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's right, what you said. So now look at this one, sha. See? Remove the vertical. Next one, na. Okay. Na. Ta. Ta, dental ta.
So this becomes a common thing when we put two letters together.
This is exactly only when you put two consonants together,
yeah.
This is how you do that. But because if the vertical is still there, unless you have another stroke like that, there's at minimum a vowel attached to it. Like this letter, without another stroke, has the vowel attached. Remember, so I could have the letter, this is ta, this would be t, this would be t, this would be tu, this would be tu, right? But when you don't have a vowel attached to it, and then it's being followed by a consonant, this is how you do it. You remove the nether stroke, and then this letter will be on the left, and this letter will be on the right. And this letter will be on the left. This one will be on the left, the first member. And then the full form will be on the right. Okay? So we have a whole bunch of examples here we'll go through, but I want to just go through these letters. Then, ta. Remove the vertical. Right? Na. Dental na. Remove the vertical. I think I've been doing it. Yeah. Okay. So. I've got another one in there. You see? Pa. Remove the vertical. Okay.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So why didn't you go?
Pa.
But why couldn't we go with a little loop the way it's on the left side with the R still in it?
Well, say if I make the pa like this, okay?
Yeah.
This is kind of a sloppy pa. If I make the pa like this, then this would be the pa.
Oh, yeah.
This part of it.
Yeah.
This part of it here.
Got it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Ba. Can I see? Aspirate. Ba.
Ba.
Ma. 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 Okay? Everybody get the concept? Here's va.
That's very simple.
It's very simple. If you know the letter, you will know this. If you don't know the letter, then this will be as confusing as this. Right? but if you know the, if you've learned the full form and you recognize it, then you see that you can recognize this, mm-hmm. Right? So if you're still weak on this, at least you can appreciate that were you to really know this clearly, you would know this. See what I'm saying? You just have to remove the vertical. Let's look at some of the examples I've drawn. I've got the I actually have the transliteration. I'll try to add the transliteration underneath here. I don't know why I didn't do that shortcutting. The letter K is included in these, in this group, because it falls into the group of letters that are adjacent to each other, and as opposed to stacking. And what I mean by adjacent, the word adjacent, is that first the first letter comes, and then the second letter comes. This letter is adjacent to this letter. They're next to each other. And so here, if I have the letter K coming together with the letter MA, these will be adjacent to each other. So you would have this form for the K followed by the full letter of the second form, K plus MA, IKMA, coming in within it with just with a sound, IKMA or UKMA or UKMA, IKMA, right? So this is what I mean by adjacent, side by side. And so this letter K will be adjacent with other letters. So if I had, say, the K plus a Y for kya, kya, that would be like this. There's the form, kya. You see? So do you understand what I mean by adjacent? Side by side. Okay. So let's look at this. The first one is an ich. And when I say ich, I'm going in with the eh sound, just so I can pronounce it. If you don't come into a mute or out of a mute with a vowel, you can't pronounce it. So I'm just coming with an ik. Ik plus ma, ikma. You see the two forms there? Now look at the next one. See how they're adjacent? Ik plus ya, kya. Look at the next one. Aspirate, ka, kya. You see how the vertical is removed there? Everyone see? Kya.
How would it sound if it had the vertical in there?
If the vertical was in there, it'd be kaya.
Kaya.
Kaya. Without the vertical, it's kya.
And what happens to the nether stroke there?
The nether stroke is showing you what these two letters are in full form.
Okay.
But I've taken, the nether stroke means that that has no vowel attached to it, but that's the full form of the letter. So that you can see, if you look at the full, that this conjunct consonant, for instance, kya, is made of ik and ya. So that you can see what the two letters are actually involved there. You see? Everybody? Okay, let's look at the next one. Gla, ga, the ig plus la. See that removed vertical? Gla. Again, the ig plus va. Gwa. The va takes a wa sound, right, when it's with a conjunct consonant other than a semi-vowel. So we would say gwa. Do you see the ga and the va? Removed vertical from the ga? Look at the next one. Double ch. Now, that one is a stylized form. Sometimes you'll see it like this. You'll see it in both ways. When you're writing it, if you have a ch plus ch, you usually, if you're handwriting it, you write like this. But there's a stylized form that some fonts will use like this. They'll stick it in there. And so you can see here kind of a stylized form of the double ch. Okay? In handwriting, it's going to look like this.
Is there some fonts that look like that, too?
Yeah, there are. Some fonts will look like this, too. But this is frequent. But does it? Can everybody see it? Double ch there?
Yeah, that's a big jump for me there.
Well, remember that this is going to be like this, okay? This, if I remove the vertical, okay? And what they do is just take it like this. They kind of stick it in here, stack it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Let's look at the ich plus ch. Now, there's very easily adjacent. You should easily see that
Itcha.
Then double J. They're running those together really closely. You would normally just write it like this. You know, they have those, you know, kind of run together. They're going like this. But that's not going to be any problem for you once you know the original letter. Because every font's going to be slightly different. Initially, that's confusing because you're not that at home with letters. But just like in English, there's 1,000 different fonts. You don't have any problem. There's many different fonts in Sanskrit too, right? Look at this one now. An N plus na. Lingual na, na. In na. Everyone see? Remove the vertical in your mind. Look at the next one. It plus pa. Remove the vertical. It pa. Next one. It ma. Same ta. Vertical removed. It ma. The next one is a triple conject consonant, which occurs, you know, they occur not really as frequently as double conjuncts, but once in a while, just like in English, also we'll have that. Okay. So here's a ta. Here's a sa. Here's a yo. Everybody recognize ta? Dental ta? Sa without the, without a vowel, and a yo. Remove the vertical. Remove the vertical.
Why
add the ya.
Why are we only moving the two first letters to verticals and not the last ya?
Because in a conjunct consonant, it is only the first members that have no vowel attached to it. The last member will have a vowel attached to it. Right, so this would say it's ya. Or it's you. A vowel is going to be attached here because it's the end of the the end of the conjunct. When it's the end of the conjunct, it's got a vowel on it. Right? We'll really see this clearly when we start looking at words. But for now, I want you to.
What's a conjunct? Is that a sound?
Conjunct.
Yeah.
Conjunct means two things have conjoined.
To make one sound.
Yeah, they've conjoined together. And so now consonants are joining together. So conjunct means two things which have come together. So here, conjunct consonant, right? Two consonants are joining together. Okay? So let's look right at the top of the third column. That's a dental na plus a ta, inta. See the na? Inta. Then, below, an aspirate da plus a ya. Remove it. Dya. Next one, dma. Aspirate da plus ma, dma. Next one, pa plus ya, pya. Remove the vertical, pya. Okay? Next one, ta plus ya, tya. Aspirate ta, remove the vertical. Dental aspirate ta, tya.
So are these considered letters when they consonant?
Yeah, they're letters. They're two letters. They're two consonants coming together.
But
each one is a letter.
But
yeah.
It is a new letter.
That's right. It's not a new letter. It's just the same letter coming into a conjunct consonant. And to make a conjunct consonant, you have to remove the vertical. But it's the same letter. I mean, whether you say write it like this, that's ba, or this. It's the same, but it's not a new letter.
But what I'm trying to say, we have 26 letters in our alphabet. Does that mean that there are alphabets longer?
No. No, it's just that when you learn how to write in Sanskrit, this is the way that you write this letter, ba,
okay,
when it's within a word,
okay,
in a conjunct consonant.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Okay.
It's
the same letter. Now, fourth column. Ba plus da. See the ba with the vertical removed? Ibda. Next one. Ibba. Ba with the vertical removed. And ba.
the b. Okay, everybody? Next one. Va. Va with ya. Vya. Va has the vertical removed. Vya. Everybody see that? Va plus ya. Remove the vertical from the va. Let me just make sure you got that. If I have the va, there's a ba plus ya. Here's the ba with vertical removed. And there's the ya. Ya.
I noticed that like the horizontal line at this point connects both words together then.
This line here?
Once the odd, once the horizontal is removed, the horizontal one connects both.
Yeah. That's if the letter is not open. But the horizontal
right.
is, but yeah, for this, for these two letters, the horizontal will come all the way around.
Yeah.
Look at the next one. Its plus ka. Ska. See that? Ska. See the removal of the vertical from the sa?
Yeah.
Look at the next one. Sta. Is plus ta. Vertical removed. Sta.
Yeah.
Does everybody get this concept? Any problems? Now, some letters do not have an easily removable vertical. Okay? So those letters, instead of going adjacent side by side, we stack them one on top of the other. Okay? So now look at these letters right next to the word stacking. Dental da. Nga. Nasal nga. Cha. Ka. Lingual ta. Ka. Da. Da and ha. These letters don't have a vertical next to them that you can just remove. So these letters will most often stack. So, like, say, for instance, if I have the letter na, I don't think it's permanent.
What?
I need another marker. Water base. It's kind of permanent. Stacking. Look at this. It's the same. If you know this is na and this is ka, you can recognize na and ka. Right? And the top one is pronounced first. This would be in ka. See it? No problem. What about...
Could you erase that?
I hope so.
We'll try.
Oh, it's too late now. Why should we suffer? Okay. Ing plus go. Okay. Do you see that? Ing. This is a guttural ng. This is ga. Inga. Like ganga. You know the word ganga? Look at this. Ganga. Long, this is long off. Ganga. See it? So when they're stacking, because there's not an easily removable vertical, the top one is pronounced first. So here you've got a ga. G
Gung, Ga. This is long Ma. I write it like this.
Which letters does a Gung go with? The first Ga or the second Ga?
It'll usually, you'll lead into it with the first syllable, which is Ga. So this would be Gung, Ga, long Ma. Don't worry too much about that. We'll do some examples. Look at this one. Let's see if I can erase.
Oh.
Now, don't get upset. Maybe it's
not
there.
You should have gotten a full intense. You should have gotten that.
Shout it down.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Good, that's good news. Okay.
You want me to do it?
No, I'm fine. It's all good. Okay, another really very common conjunct. You know, like the word buddhi, right? That's a dental da plus an aspirate da. Yeah, and that's going to stack in an unusual way. There's some that are a little bit, you have to learn them, okay? Goes like this. Here's the da, and this is stacking underneath it, like that. It's not stacking. It's not stacking like that. You're not making the whole letter. You're just getting this part of the letter underneath it. Right? And so you kind of have to memorize that. So, in other words, if I have this word, which we'll be learning, this is a bu, short u, bu. Bu di. Right? Bu di. So, this is extremely common, this conjunct, da da. So, you get used to it. Right, so I'll be showing it to you over and over. But again, this has that little loop there. So if you know this dental da, if you know this letter, if you know this letter, and you know stacking, you can figure this out. And after you've been reading for a while, you just get very used to these that are a little bit different. Now look at this one. If same thing happens here, if I have a dental da, plus a ba, aspirate ba, right? In ba. Then it's going to go like this. The da, and it's made exactly the same. This part of the ba is put there.
Yeah.
Like this part of the da is put there.
And leave the word sent to
it. So do you see the da and the ba? Yeah. Another one. If I had the da plus ba, there's a da and a ba. Everybody with me on that? Da and ba? Stacking. There's the da, there's the ba.
So the nether letter is the one that goes on the top, right?
Yeah. The first one, the first member goes on the top. Okay. Now let's look at this one. If I had a lingual ta plus a ta, the way they make it there is actually, that's one way to make it, but they make it like this, stacking, right? It's probably the best way to make it like that. But you see the stack?
Yeah.
If I had a ta plus an aspirate ta, lingual, then that would go like this. It ta. You see them?
But rather, that goes to show you though, that, like, unless you learn the alphabet inside out,
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's absolutely right.
The first
right.
time I took this, you know, I said, ah, maybe I can get away with not knowing the alphabet.
No.
But now that I'm coming back for the second time, I'm going, man.
You have to know the alphabet. If you know the alphabet, this is all second nature. It's easy. If you don't know the alphabet, it's impossible. Right?
No, no. So I should be writing alphabet for many years, though, until I really got it down.
Yeah, but it won't be years. It won't be many years.
When you get it down?
Yeah.
Just 30 minutes a day, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, skip that bottom one. We're going to go to the top on the top of top one on the fourth column over. If I have a sha plus a ta, that will step.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't know where we are.
On the bottom, the fourth column over, the top one.
Okay.
Here's an example of stacking again. Where did it? Shta.
Okay.
If I had a sha plus an aspirate, shta. Now here's a triple. A sha. Just kind of tired of the hand there. An unaspirate lingual top and a ya as the third member. How they make that one is the half sha ta, so there's a stack. Okay? And then the ya, that's a little bit different. You see how they pull this down? Here's a ya. And when it's the third member like this, sometimes you'll see the ya with this part of it pulled down like this.
You does see? It always come pulled down, or does it?
No, just when it's in by a stacking letter like this, it's a form that you'll see. Not very often.
Unusual.
Yeah, it's unusual. Okay? Now there's another thing that's unusual, but it's so common that we need to concentrate on it. It's the letter R. Oh boy. This isn't going to happen again, I guarantee it. At least it works. Okay. The letter R. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to do it first when otter is. Well, let's see, I've got it here. I'll do it like it's in front. Okay. When otter is the first member of a conjunct consonant. And so followed by a consonant. What happens is that this R goes on top of the following letter. So, for instance, this would be like that. Okay. Now think of the word karma. Karma, right? Let's see how you spell that. K-A-R-M-A. R is the first member. Right? See that? Ka. Karma. Dharma.
R is the first.
R is the first member. And when it's the first member, what it will do is be a little loop like this. On top of the second member. So in this little, if you know how like with a short E it comes in front of the letter, you have to get used to this. This you have to get used to. So when you're reading along, you go karma. Okay? Karma.
Well, even though it's stacked on top of the ma, it goes with the ka.
Well, in the sense that the ka leads into it.
Right.
Karma. Right? This would be... Dharma. Dharma. About color, karta. Karta means it's somebody, a doer, somebody who does, a doer. Now, when the loop will go at the end of the consonant, this is a long ah, right? Karta. See where it's placed? It's placed not above the T, it's placed above the ah.
Yeah.
So karta. So it goes at the end of the consonant. So if the consonant has a vowel attached to it,
it's because it's a long ah that it changes over to that.
Yeah. Now what if I had, for instance, karta T with a long E? Okay? That would look like this. That's the long E. See if I'm going through.
You know, you have to use a different rhythm with your eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's so, say, look at this. This is a ka. This is a long E. Did everybody see the long E there? Ka T. Everybody see that? Ka T. If I want to say kata T, then it goes up. That little loop goes there. At the end of the syllable, karati, or karti, karata, dharma, karma. You see? So it's a little unusual. You have to get used to that.
Well, my question is, you said like karma, dharma.
Yeah.
You said like the R becomes the no, in English translation.
Yeah.
The R becomes the what? The what?
No, yeah, the R is first.
I know, but...
Of the conjunct consonant. Here's the conjunct consonant. The R
conjunct
is...
Conjunct consonant is the transition from one to the other.
Conjunct consonant means that there's no vowel in between the consonants. And so here's a consonant. Here's a vowel. Here's a consonant. Here's a consonant. Here's a vowel.
Okay, yeah.
This is the conjunct consonant.
Yeah.
Because there's no vowel in between. So, what I'm saying is that when the first member of the conjunct consonant is R, okay, when the first member is R, then that R goes on top of the second letter as this little loop, semi-loop, okay?
Yeah.
And so here, dharma, dharma,
yeah.
Karta, karta.
Yeah, and then I lost it, karti.
Okay, this is... If the word is cutter T, say I take that E.
It's a long E.
Here's the long E. This is ka-t.
Right.
But if I wanted to say cutter T.
Oh, then you put the R on the other side.
It goes at the end, it goes on at the last part of the conjunct. Yeah. I mean, last part of the syllable. So cutter T. And so yes, your eyes need to get into a different rhythm.
Yeah,
that's exactly
like
right.
Karma, you'd have to put the R on top of the M.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stick it up there. It's yeah.
That's right.
That's why I have a hard time following.
Yeah, but it just takes practice. But you're right. I mean, it's something that we're not used to in English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Rani.
Good.
Every time a little bit more, you know.
Exactly. What about when the R is the second member? First, we have the R as the first member. Let me give that an example so you remember. If you have R as the first member, like ma, then the R goes on the top like that. And we had the example of karma. heart is the second member. Then say we have, like, for instance, in the handout, I have a ka followed by a ra. Okay? Kra. Like kra. Then it takes a diagonal off of the vertical. Kra, just a diagonal. If I had pa plus followed by ra, diagonal, kra. See that? If I had a ba followed by a ra, bra. You get it?
So when the ra becomes a second word, that's what you're saying.
When it's the second member of the conjunct, right. It takes this diagonal like that. But if this ra comes after a letter that doesn't have a diagonal, doesn't have a little space like this, like ta, for instance, then it goes at the bottom with a little notch. There's your, see that little notch? There's your vertical right there. If I had...
Could you say that one?
Tra. Tra.
Yeah.
These are stacking letters. Tra. Tra. This is a da. Lingual da. Dra. Lingual aspirate da. Dra. So you're either going to have a diagonal coming off the vertical, or you're going to have a little notched diagonal coming off the bottom of the letter that would normally stack. See these two points?
Oh, yeah. Like upside down.
Yeah, like a little, little upside down check mark. Okay. Exactly. Now, look at this. Here's mra. That's a ma. Mra. There's a ba. Bra. Right? Here's a cha. Tra. Here's a ja. Dra. Everybody see? It's not hard. You just have to... But it's so pervasive, you know?
No. Every time you change something, I totally get lost.
There's a cha. There's a diagonal.
Yeah. So that you could use either one of them, you're saying?
Yeah. But this one here, this form... is when a letter stacks and it doesn't have a little vertical line coming down, like, see how there's this space here? It's like this space. It's like this space. It's like this space. See that vertical coming down?
Yeah.
These letters all have a vertical coming down, so this diagonal can hook right up. But this ta doesn't have a vertical coming down.
Right.
Neither does this. Right. Neither does this. And so when there's no vertical coming down, like...
That gives a suggestion of a little thing.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. Yeah, it's like you make that little notch there.
Yeah.
And it's not so easily seen in these, I don't think. I mean, some of them, yes, but some, no.
Yeah, there's a couple of exceptions here I'm going to show you. But, like, which one are you noticing that's difficult? Like in the first column?
In the first column across, then it would be Tatra.
Okay, now I've got to give that as an exception. That's an exception, so I'm going to show you that right now.
Okay, that's why.
Okay. Okay, let me show you that one.
Can you put that stuff up on the shelf so I don't have to...
Then?
Can you smell it?
Yeah, I can smell it. That's all right. Now let me show you. I want to show you something here.
Finally getting over a head cold.
Look at this one. Is very common and it's an exception. Okay. If I have the dental ta plus ra, There's a few of these that you have to memorize.
Okay.
This is one. It goes like this. Tra. And what they've done, there's your diagonal ra, but it's taken this off the ta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can understand it, but nevertheless, you have to memorize it.
But that almost looks like an R, though.
Here's the R, but you don't know what that is, you know? So it's an exceptional form, tra. You can understand, because if otherwise it would be like this. There's your ta that you recognize, okay? And then you put this like that. Doesn't look nice. Right? So what they do is they remove this little thing, and then you just go like that. Tra. But what I'm saying is you have to memorize it.
Yeah, that's great, though, because that makes you visualize things.
Yeah, you can understand it. Okay? Now look at this one. If you have sa plus ra, there's your ra, okay? Sa. Okay. What about this? There's a triple. What is that? What's the top one? Sh. What would this one be? Ch. What would this be? R. Shtra. Shtra. What would this be if I had... This is a little tricky.
Do you have to? Do you unravel that in your mind, or can you just see it?
I just see it, but you'll just see it also after you get really familiar with the letters. For this one, you have to remember that this is this, right? So this would be the ta plus the ra. Makes tra, then remove that vertical and add the ya. Tria. So if you know clearly that this letter is tra, right, then if you remove this vertical, you get this. And to that tra, you add the ya, and you have tria. You see? So these are kind of, there's a few of these that are, when I say unusual forms, means they have to be studied. It's not that they're totally removed. For the most part, they're not totally removed from the letter, but they're not as obvious. Yeah. So you have to spend a little time on
it. It's also, again, you know, I don't know your alphabet.
Yep.
Because, you know, that almost looks to me like the beginning of an R in the vowels.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It does. It does. Yeah. Yeah. Looks like. Okay, let me show you a couple of others, very common ones that need to be memorized. This is a ka plus ta. Memorize. It does not follow logic. It goes like this. And this is ikta. There's your ta right there. But this is only memorization, right? Ikta. Like if I said bhakta or bhakti. Bhakti. Shorty. Bhakti. So if you have to memorize it because it's not following adjacent one or it's not stacking. It's just its own little form.
Where's the shorty in the bhakti?
Right here.
Right.
Okay. So there's a few of these that need to be memorized. Not that many. Here's another one. If you've got a ta plus a ta, double ta, it's made like this. There's that second ta, it ta. memorize. You know? But one thing you can see, a similarity, is that say if I have the ta plus ra, ta. So you can see here that this ta, sometimes this, you know, this diagonal here is removed. But still, you have to memorize it. It's not obvious. You have to know it. Okay.
These are all listed here?
Yeah, these are all listed here.
Are these all the exceptions, or are there more of them?
No, these are pretty much all. Another really important one is ka plus sha. It makes its own letter, like moksha. Okay. It makes its own letter like this. And it's just dealt with as a letter, but it's actually a conjunct. See, it's its own letter, but it's made of a ka plus sha, sha. So you make it, it looks like one of those musical treble clef or something. Sha.
Just remember that letter. You don't try to
construct
it every time.
No, but you know that it's a conjunct made of ka plus sha.
Okay.
It's like mo, mo, moksha. Okay, so it's just its own letter. You memorize it. Another one that's like that, you know, the word jnanam, ajnanam, jnani, that's a ja plus a nya. It also makes its own letter. It looks like a ja. Here's your ja, right? And then you just loop around. Nya. So if I were to say, nya, a, nya, num, nyanam, nyan. Or, ajnanam, ignorance. Okay? Okay, I'm going to go on with some of these unusual forms. Look at this. If I have a da, dental da, plus a ma, then what happens? There's the da stuck in the ma. Do you see that? Do you see this little, the circle here?
Are there rules for this, or do these guys just get creative?
Do you see, here's a ma. Okay, this, you see, this is a ma, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, now look. Here's the da. Do you see that da in there? Yes, do you see it? Now look at this one. If I have a da, same idea, plus a ya. There's the ya, and there's the da. Memorize. But I want you to see it, right? Do you see this ma? Do you see the ma?
Mm-hmm.
And then the loop making the da? Mm-hmm. Do you see the ya? Forget this part here. This is the ya. And there's the da. Okay? Very nice.
What if it was
now let me show you something that's a little bit similar. If I have a ha plus a ma, there's a ha and ma. See that? Here's the ha. Here's the ma. If I have a ha plus ya, There's the ha. There's the ya. Ha plus ya, here. You see it?
And it's still stacking, right?
It's not exactly stacking. That's why it's kind of an unusual form, because it's, yeah, it's more merging, kind of. Merging together, morphing together. That's what I'm kind of showing you separately. Now look at this. What if I had... So ha is a little, you know, unusual. See, if I had ha plus a na. Lingual na, right? Okay? There's your ha. And there's the na.
Whoa.
What about if I had a dental na? There's the ha, and there's the na. Dental na. So sometimes the letter's going to get stuck in there. That's the idea. Where if I had a va, there's the ha, and there's the va.
You know, there was somewhere in my past that I saw these letters like this,
uh-huh.
But they were done in oils, oil paint.
Yeah.
And they came in all kinds of different colors. It was just, I can't remember where it was. I'd sure like to get it.
Everybody okay with this?
You see that?
Now, there's something else.
Yeah.
Really? It's this letter sh that has an easily removable vertical. Okay? But sh, when it's the first member of a conjunct, is going to take two forms. It's either going to take the form where you remove the vertical, or it's going to take a secondary form that looks like this. Okay. So let me show you some examples. If I have sh plus ma, then this is going to have a removed vertical, and it'll look like this. Shma. Okay? But if I have sh plus va, it's going to look like this. Schwa. And I'll tell you, so either you're going to see, when sh is the first member, you're going to see it like this or like this. You will see it like this when there's this little area in here. Like a va has that area. Sh has that little area. Right? But pa doesn't. Schwa. See, there's no little area there. But all you really need to know, you'll get the hang of it, is that this letter sh can take two forms, either like this or like this. So let's see. If you go to your unusual forms and go to the fourth column over, right, it's page 11, the fourth column over.
Page 11, page 12.
Oh, I must have another copy. Okay, page 12. Then you see the first one? Sh plus ch. See the second one? Sh plus na. Sh plus ma. Do you see where the ch and the na have that little space? That little vertical notch in here? Like if I have a va, if I have a ch, if I have a na.
Oh, there's room in there.
There's this little space. You see that? There's a little space there that will allow for this form to come in. So it will. It'll go like that. But do you notice that, like with a ma or a pa, that form is not there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then it'll take this form.
So it'll never just be a loop then.
No. Now look at the fourth one down. See, you see the sh and the ma. It'll take the half sh there just to remove the vertical.
Yeah.
Look at the fourth one down.
Yeah.
Sh. This has to be memorized. Remember that r When it's the second member, it takes that diagonal. But for instance, pra, right? This says pra. This says bra. Everybody with me? Mm-hmm. For shra, and this is common, okay? They just make the diagonal there, like that. And then they put that sh for me. Shra. Remember the word shraddha? For the faith, it's one of the qualities. It's spelled like this. Shra. Shra. And then the dental da. As for da. Conjunct consonant. Long ah. Shra da. Sh, r, dental d, an aspirate, dental d, aspirate, long a, shr, shradha, shradha. You see?
How about sharma?
Sharma?
Is that a word?
That's a guy's name.
Sharma. Sharma. So everybody see the shra? You get it?
Well, I get. I just don't get the how that became a sh.
Here?
Yeah, that loopy thing. I mean, I get the R rather, but I don't get that loopy thing.
The loopy thing has to be memorized.
Sure.
You just have to memorize it. And if this is what you have to memorize, that this sh, when it's the first member of a conjunct consonant, can take two forms. Half of the sh, where you remove the vertical.
Right.
Or this loop.
And this loop you have to memorize because it's not a...
You have to memorize it. Does it? Because there's nothing to tell you.
Right.
Nothing about the sh that is a loop.
Yeah, it's not coordinated.
It's not coordinated. It's, right. It's all memorization.
Okay.
Look at the fifth one down in the fourth column.
Is there an example of what you just said? The
for what?
Two forms? When
yeah, sure. Like if you, the fourth column over, the first one is the loop, ish plus cha, okay? That's the loop. Mm-hmm. Second one is the loop, ish plus na. The third one, ish plus ma, is the removal of the vertical. And then the fourth one is ish plus ra shra. The fifth one is the ha plus na. See the na in the middle of the ha there?
Yeah.
We put that on the board. The next one is the ha plus na. We put that on the board. The next one is the ha plus ma. You know, Brahman? Brahman?
Keep that right on the shelf.
Yeah. Sam's good in the boonies. Okay. Brother. There's the bra. There's the ha. There's the ma. And there's the in. Bra, there's your ra right there, the diagonal. So bra, there's the ha, there's the ma hooked onto the ha. So Brahman. There's the in, Brahman. So here, this is the ha.
But Brahma.
And just a minute, I'll make it again. It needs to be dry. It doesn't work well. That's all right.
Well, you should put it down. Just put it right there.
Well, there's a stationery store. It's closed.
Okay, here's the bra. Everybody with me on that? Bra. Here's that diagonal, bra. Here's the ha. Okay? You see that as a ha? Ha. Here's the ma. Conjunct consonant. Brahma. And then Brahman. Brahman.
Brahman is singular, Brahma is.
Brahma would be like this. There's the bra. There's the ha with the conjunct ma. There's the long ah. Brahma. Brahmaji.
Yeah, how does that go? Just the G on it.
There you go.
Brahmaji.
Yeah.
Brahmaji. Yeah, it is sweet. Very nice.
How about that? Atma and Atman.
Okay, let's look at Atma. Ah. At, ta, remove the vertical, at, ma. At, dito, atman. Atma, atman.
Is that a different definition?
No. If this is the nominative singular and this is the substantive.
But it's because it's a long ah, atma,
atma,
that I can remove, that we can remove the vertical of the T.
No, that this vertical is removed off of here. It means it's a conjunct consonant. But okay. there's no vowel in between. So atma. If it was like this. That says atma, a-ta-ma.
This is another a behind the T.
Yeah, but if you have a conjunct consonant, then it's atma. Right? Do you see?
Could you put an a in there?
Not in this word, but we're going to look at some a's right now.
It's just amazing to me. You could study this for lifetimes. Still not know.
Is the word om, O-M-A-H-M?
Om. The word om.
Just the truth?
Yes, just. There's your O. And there's your M. Om.
But how do they get that symbol?
That's a symbolized, a symbol. Okay, this is the symbol for it.
Are other things symbolized as well?
No.
It's the only thing.
Oh, that's the only thing, yeah. Boom.
Well, that's
interesting. Okay. Now look at this. Read some words. Cotter. Ma. Karma. Okay.
Oh, what's that om over there?
That's a symbolized om.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's just a symbol.
Symbol, yeah.
It's good enough.
Look at this.
Okay.
Karta. 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 Karma. Karta. First member. You see it? Karata.
Sorry about that. I'm laughing because of bad words.
I'm ignoring you.
Okay.
Diagonal. Ga. Ra. There's the ga. There's the ra. Long a. Grama. Grama. Grama is a village.
Grama. Sarigama?
No,
that's the musical scale.
kra. Chakra. There's the ra. Yeah. That diagonal, chakra, means a circle or a wheel. It's a chakra.
Chakra.
Not chakra.
Chakra.
No,
I chakra.
See that. Chakra.
Where's the
chakra? I see the chakra.
You see the
ka? Yeah.
Chakra.
The
R?
Tra. Oh, I see. Chakra.
Chakra.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay. Diagonal.
Yeah.
Mo. M-O. Ksha. Moksha. This letter you have to memorize, right? Ksha. Moksha.
So it becomes
Moksha. This is an
that's
O.
That's the O on top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With this vertical. Moksha. Right. That makes an O. Moksha. Mu. And with short U. Mu. Short E. This is ka plus ta. That one you have to memorize. Mukti. Mukti. Liberation. Mukti. There's the ka. For this one?
Yeah.
This is one you have to memorize. It's a ka plus ta. Goes like this. It doesn't make sense. You have to memorize
it. It's like the reverse order.
Yes, exactly. That's why you have to memorize. It's reverse order. It doesn't make any sense. Mukti.
Wait, I'm confused.
You're confused because it doesn't make sense. So what you have to remember is that if a ka, this ka, when it's followed by a ta, takes this form.
Oh, okay.
This form needs to be memorized
okay.
because it's not logical.
Okay.
Okay. Look at this. Nya. That's the j plus nya, right? The j plus nya makes this form that needs to be memorized. Nya num. Nya num. Knowledge. Nya num. The dental na. Nya num.
This line at the end that indicates no ma,
it's
never used in the middle of a.
It won't be used in the middle unless there's some unusual
compound
word and they don't have a font for it. They'll put it in the middle. Otherwise, it's only meant for the end. Yeah. It's called a nether stroke.
The nether, yeah. But na ma, why could we have put two dots in behind the M?
If I put two dots like this.
On the swaras or whatever they call it?
That's called a visarga.
A visarga.
If
why
you see
that,
it's because it's totally different. This would be nya na maha.
No.
The visarga aspirates the final vowel.
Maha.
Like for instance, if I have like this word. Ra maha. Ramaha.
Right.
Ramaha. That's the visarga. So this, you don't want that there. You want jnanam.
Right. Sorry, yeah. I don't even know where I said that.
Yeah, you're getting confused. Let me give you a couple more. You can handle it. Actually, you probably can't handle it. So, let's do something else. Let's wait for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Take out this.
Universal?
Yep. Just take a look at this universal peace invocation. You don't have one?
I didn't get a chance to have one.
Okay, I don't want anybody sharing because you don't know.
I have one. The next one. Is it
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right.
Look at the first word. Everybody see the first word there?
Swasti.
And look in the Sanskrit. Swasti. You see the half sa plus the va, swa, the short e, and then the s and the t, conjunct. Swasti. Everybody see it? Okay, go to the second word. Pra. Do you see the diagonal ra? Pra. Okay. Long a, ja. Pra, ja. See that? Then, bhyaha. That's an aspirate. Bha. Plus a ya. Bha plus ya. Do you see the vertical of the bha has been removed? And so and then that's put right next to a ya. Bhyaha. Pra, it's aspirate ba of the pal of the labial. Pra ja bhyaha. Bhya, bhya. It's not bhya or bhya, it's bhya. Everybody see the pra ja bhyaha.
So the bhya is like it's like a loop, but no downline. No
downline, that's right. Third word. Pa ri, short e. Pa ri. Pa la yen tom. You see the dental na there? Yen tom. Pa ri pa la yen tom. Padi pala yen tom. Everybody see?
Yeah.
But
I can follow when you say it slow.
But right now my question is, it's like pariya, pari, pa,
pa,
long a.
Pa.
What makes it a long a?
No, wait. So, first one is short. Pa.
Right,
second
short.
One is short. Ri. Pa, ri.
Pari.
Pa.
Pa.
You see the long, that vertical line?
On top of the A, right?
No.
On the Sanskrit itself.
Yeah, in the Sanskrit.
Right.
Pa. You should only be looking at Sanskrit now.
Sorry, yeah.
Pa. Short pa. Then ri.
Yeah.
Then pa.
Yeah.
Do you see the vertical
a? Oh, that's long
a. Yeah. Pa.
The vertical line that before the ila.
Pa. La. Yen. There's a conjunct there. Yen tom. That dental na has the vertical removed. Yen tom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Next word. Nya, a nasal, na with the vertical removed, plus a ya. Nya, long a. Do you see the vertical line there for the long a? Nya. Nya. Ye. Do you see the one line above that? Ye, the one diagonal above?
That makes it an A.
Yeah, that's an A. Nya, ye. Na. Nya, ye, na. Nya, ye, na. Everybody see? Next word. Mar, mar, ge, na. Now look at that. You see the loop on top there? Mar, ge. And that r, that little loop, is going to come at the very end of the syllable, so the A is going to be before it. Mar gay. Everybody see the diagonal A there? Mar gay na. Do you see the A there?
The A comes before the ra.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mar in writing, but not in pronunciation. Mar gay. That diagonal on top there is the A. Yeah. Mar gay na. Lingual na. Mater, long a, mater, gay, na. Mater, gay, na. Everybody see?
Yeah.
Next one. Mahim, long e, with an anuswara on the top, which is an m. Mahim. Mahim. That's a ma, aha with a long E. Mahim. Mahim. You see it?
And then the anuswara is on the aha.
The anuswara is above the E. That dot right above the long E. Mahim. Cal, can you show? Can you show?
That's the E, long E.
Yes.
There's the anuswara, yeah.
This is the long E.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the A.
There's no A. We're on Mahim.
Oh, it becomes an E because of the thing above?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mahim. Next one. Ma he long e. Ma he sha long a. Ma he sha ha. Ma he sha ha. Ma he sha ha. Everybody see?
There's two A's there.
No, there's a long e. There's a long E and a long A. Mahi Shaha. At the Sha has a long A on it. You see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the
Now, go to the beginning of the line. I'll read very slowly. You're not going to probably follow that well, but just try in the Sanskrit, not the transliteration. Okay? Swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaha. Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaha. So repeat after me. Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaha go brahmanebhyash shubhamastu nityam lokasamastas sukhino bhavantu. Okay, good. Now let's see what we can do for homework. If you go to page, I guess, the Vedanta vocabulary list, on page, what is yours? Page 13? It says Vedanta vocabulary list 1.
Yeah.
If you look at the next page, it'll have it with transliteration. Okay. The first page will be without transliteration, and the next page will be with transliteration. Same list. I guess you're page 13. Do you have it?
It's page 13.
Should be page 13. So you can practice, if you want, practice reading these words, and you can use it at first with the transliteration, and then practice without the transliteration. You know, see if you can figure it out, because there'll be both conjunct consonants and all of that in here. And also, if you want to practice reading, trying to read this universal prayer invocation, you can practice that too, because the transliteration is underneath. So you can see if you can figure it out. And we're going to have class next week. After next week, I'm not sure. But we will have class next week, and we'll really practice this reading. Okay. But I would spend as much time as you can memorizing the alphabet.
Yeah, that's very clear to me this time.
Yeah.
You kept saying that anyway.
Yeah, but you have to.
Are you doing this class quite different than the first one that I came to? Because I'm telling you, I missed. I
am doing it differently because I'm giving you a lot of transliteration. Because I just realized that it's a lot easier for your mind to learn.
Yeah,
not.
I can see it better.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing to find it, and when I'm away from you, I couldn't know.
Yeah. So this should help. Okay. Let's say a prayer. Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.